Ratna Chitty again.
Bhante, different sort of question. Could you say something about your thoughts about altruistic activity in the world as an insight practice in the light of your illness?
In the light of my illness? I wonder why in the light of my illness, but anyway, that's...
I do as well, but maybe Ratna Chitty could tell. Okay, so could you say something about your thoughts about altruistic activity in the world as an insight practice in the light of your illness?
In the light of my illness, I'm wondering, you know, what the significance of that is.
Should we get Ratna Chitty to clarify?
Yes, I think. Because I can understand the first bit about altruistic activity in the world possibly being a means of developing insight. Well, where does my illness come in?
There are two aspects to this, Pat. You've already mentioned the emphasis in the beginning of the FWBO in creating city centres. And that has developed in all sorts of ways, and the branches and twigs from that. What I see little of emanating from the Buddhist centre, the FWBO type of Buddhist centre, is activity specifically away from the centre. And there is we are surrounded by the aged and the people that are ill. And I see little evidence of the activity from the centre.
It's more in the light of illness and such things, not just my illness.
No.
Yeah, right.
Okay, shall I try and summarise that for the recording? So, Ratna Chitty was making an observation, I think, that there are, I suppose in comparison to some other Buddhist movements who have an emphasis on social activities in the light of illness in the world, how do we respond to that?
With the emphasis on an insight practice.
Well, there are two things here, I suppose. There is the altruistic activity in the world, which may be good and helpful, even apart from it being an insight practice for some people. On the other hand, there is altruistic activity in the world as an insight practice. We mustn't forget, of course, that we do have a very big input in India. We have our social work there, we have our medical work there, we have, I think, now more than 20 student hostels, for instance, which enable people from disadvantaged backgrounds to get an education. So we do have that. But you are right, yes, in our own society here, there are many people who are in need. And not so very long ago, I think there was some project mooted, a Metta project, under the auspices of which all the different care workers in the movement should get together and try to create a common platform and even eventually a sort of collective team-based white livelihood business. So I would say this would be a good thing. And perhaps people do go out, you know, to others in society less than perhaps as Buddhists they should. But it's obviously up to each individual Buddhist to consider their position in this respect. It's a question of time very often. But I would certainly encourage, you know, those who feel moved to help the aged or to help others who are suffering in any way as best they can. Now, whether it's an insight practice, this depends very much on the practitioner. It can only be an insight practice in real depth if you don't feel that here are you doing something for that other person. If there's too big a sense of difference between you and the other person and what you're doing for that other person, then it can't be an insight practice. To be an insight practice, that altruistic activity has to come from somewhere deep within you, where there isn't you or the other person or a relationship of any kind between you. And that is not easy, but it's not impossible. This is what the perfection of wisdom teaching is all about, as some of you must know. But if one can adopt altruistic activity in the community as a means of generating insight, obviously that is a very desirable thing to do. But it's very difficult, and it needs to be supported by a lot of solid spiritual practice. I remember in this connection something that was said to me by an order member who had been working in a hospice. She had to give it up in the end, though she didn't want to, because she was working alone, not as a member of a team. She said if she'd been able to work as a member of a team, she probably would have been able to continue. So that also needs to be considered, whether one doesn't need some sort of companionship in that sort of activity, not just going it alone.
Yes, that latter point has been in accordance with my own experience over the last few years.
Thank you, Ante. Thank you, Ratna Judah.